This is Reverend Cindy Shellam. It is my joy to offer this spiritual mind treatment, also called affirmative prayer, on the spiritual attribute of peace of mind. This is an invitation to remember the truth that peace is not necessarily a state of inaction, dulled awareness, or failure to acknowledge the manifest universe. Peace is an attribute of God and a state of being within us that can operate independent of the events around us. I take time to let my body and mind relax. I breathe slowly and deeply. I drop my shoulders, loosen my jaw, relax my neck and back. I simply continue to breathe easily and let any tensions melt away. As I let my physical self relax, I turn my attention to my conscious thought, and I let rise into mind all that I know of that which I call God. God, creator of all that is. God, source of all that is. God that is the very essence of peace itself, knowing only the peace of its own being, unconcerned with the flow of time, no past, no future, only now. God that is never surprised. God that knows the origin and the outcome. God without regrets, with nothing to forgive, and nothing requiring forgiveness. God without fear or worry. I understand that I and everyone who hears me now must be made of God, sparked into life by the desire of the one Creator to have a me and a you, gifted with that peace that passes understanding, as we are each gifted with all the attributes of God, drops within the great ocean of being, holding the whole truth of the ocean in our own microcosm. Therefore, I know myself as a co-creator, recognizing truth with my words to draw it into manifestation in and around me. As I know for myself, I know for all. And as I know for others, I know for myself. And so I know peace of mind, a peace that is so deeply ingrained that it cannot be touched by confusion or outer circumstances. It is so a part of me, so a part of the nature of the universe itself, that it cannot be shaken. For it is God itself expressing as my being. I allow this peace that is always here as me to become my conscious state of being. I lift it up when regrets from the past or fear and worry about the future attempt to move me away from my calm center. I make way for it to guide me when I am tempted to argue or confront, when there is doubt and uncertainty in my experience or appearing around me. I remain open and attentive to the world around me as I let my inner peace filter the input and my response. I go about the details of my own life and take part in the world around me, accompanied by peace and joy. Happiness and wholeness fill me as I walk in peace. I attract peace to me as my experience. My mind is poised in peace and beauty. All sense of fear or doubt is gone. I rest in calm trust and rely on the law of spirit to bring good into my experience. I live in the eternal now, which is filled with good alone. I am at peace. I am peace. I am grateful for this opportunity to remember who I am and what I come from, to remember what expresses through me and as me. I am grateful for this moment to express this truth and call forth the limitless potential into manifest form. I release these words and the knowing that speaks them into the law of that law of God, which knows how to deliver all that is immediately. I let go and let God, and so it is.